Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. So we are talking about the fact that, you know, Christmas morning, there are many families who, if you've got children in your family, they will be ripping open gifts that are likely tech related. I mean, not always. There's still some, you know, people get a hockey stick under the tree or get a doll or whatever that maybe not completely tech related gifts, but there will be drones. There will be gaming systems. There will be interactive toys. People are stocking up on batteries so that they can get these things working for the kids. And I want you to think back to when you were opening your gifts as a child. From a tech perspective, what do you remember? What was your first, like, really cool tech gift that you remember getting? Charlie and Esterhazy said a Radio Shack headphone radio. I spent a lot of nights after lights out listening to music. Old radio plays like The Shadow. It takes me back, Charlie in Esterhazy. Charlie, thanks so much for the text. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I want to go to Greg in Moose Jaw. What is the gift for you, Greg, the tech gift you remember from growing up?
Oh, I remember this quite vividly. I was 7 years old. I didn't even ask for it. I ripped it open, and my parents had gotten me a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Wow. An NES. Yeah.
You betcha, the original. Yeah, and of course, everyone knows from that time it came with the Super Mario Brothers / Duck Hunt cartridge. And the fact that it came with a gun and you could shoot at the screen and kill those ducks, I was blown away. I didn't believe such a thing could exist.
And, mind-blowing,
countless hours.
Yeah. Do you still have it?
I actually do, yeah. Yeah. I've been holding on to it all these times. I got a few games with it, too.
I think that's great. Those things are worth a little bit of cash now, actually.
Sure, Rick, it could be, yeah.
Yes, thanks. Well, Nintendo has taken on lots of different iterations since that very first one. But, yeah, remember what a big deal. Like, we thought the graphics, when you compare it, I know I'm getting people texting in things like ColecoVision and Atari and some of those games, and I'm guessing we'll hear that more from people. But you think about the graphics in those old games that we had versus when that Nintendo system came out. Wow. Donkey Kong, Mario. I mean, this seemed like it was taking us to a whole new place. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I want to take a call from Bill in Saskatoon. Bill, the gift that defined the tech for your generation, what would it be?
Hey, Evan, well, you talked about graphics. Well, here I'm going to age myself. I remember when we opened up a gift, me and my brother, and it was a Pong video game system.
And you were excited about it, weren't you?
Oh, the hours we spent watching that little ball bounce back and forth, we'll never get them back. I still have the system, and it still works.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good for you. Is that the one, like, where the cartridges, did they go on the top of the system on that one?
No, it didn't have a cartridge. It just was play on the TV.
Oh, it was the built. Oh, you plugged
the ball going back and forth.
Yes, I know.
And I've showed it to my kids who are in their 20s now, and they just looked at me like, you played that?
Yeah. And the ball would get going faster, and you try and jam it in the corner, make it tough.
Yeah,
I remember it very well. Bill, thanks for sparking some memories. 1-877-332-8255. The tech that defined your generation. I've heard wood burning set. We had Meccano. Someone texted in. We just talked about the Pong video. What would it be for you? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Swift Current, Saskatchewan. Brad on the line. Brad, the tech toy from your childhood that you remember.
Well, this goes back a long ways. And I don't know, you might remember this, but it was actually a Hot Wheels set. And it had it was called a Hot Wheels Sizzler set. And it come with a juice box. You put batteries in the juice box, and you plug your car into this juice box. It was like a little gas tank. And these Hot Wheel cars would go around the track like 100 miles an hour all by themselves.
And it was
that one is about 10 years old.
And it's the most fascinating thing. Like, I could picture how many hours you spent playing with that thing.
And what was really cool about it, you know, back then, most Hot Wheels sets, and even today, they're not electric in any sense, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah.
So you just coast them down the track. But this was back in about 71, 72, I think it was. And the Christmas present, it was marked for Dad. So we stayed
so you
away
did,
from
you didn't,
and everything.
try and sneak
Christmas
in there
Day
to get a peek.
Changed it over to me and my brother, and that was one of the best Christmases ever.
Gosh, I can only imagine. Well, thanks for that memory. I appreciate it. Maybe you're one of the people that got a race car set as a kid. The figure eights. I had a buddy that had one of those ones that was kind of like it had almost two levels. So it wasn't just a flat racetrack. You would go up the hill and around and then come back down, and there was a loop. And I don't even know how many hours we spent playing that thing. It just seemed bigger than life back in the day. 1-877-332-8255. Tim in Saskatoon, one of my favorite all-time tech gifts was my table hockey game. What a great game. It actually needed batteries for the scoreboard and the red goal light. Unfortunately, my dad always took the Canadians, and I was stuck, he says, with the Maple Leafs. I've never cheered for the Leafs 60 years or more, sadly. Tim, thanks for that. How about those table hockey games? Those things were a hot commodity and probably worn out, right? The gears, if you played it enough, the gears, the men, probably worn out. But Tim, thanks so much for that text. 1-877-332-8255. Someone even sent in a picture of, here's a blast from the past. Oh, this is from Frank, our producer in Regina. The Armatron. You could get it at Radio Shack. So it's like a remote control. Well, not remote control, but there was a couple of joysticks on the game, and you just could use it to pick things up. I'm looking at the Armatron from Radio Shack. Didn't Radio Shack have the coolest? Like, if you're getting a tech gift, it probably came from Radio Shack back in the day. 1-877-332-8255. Let's stay on the phone for a second. Wayne in Saskatoon. Wayne, what was the tech toy that defined your generation?
Well, I don't know if it defined any generations, but my brother for Christmas bought me a ham radio.
Ooh.
Now, that to me was absolutely crazy. I mean, you get all kinds of channels on this thing that you never even heard of. And it was like, my brother, he just knew I was like something like that. And I would have to be told from a little shout from downstairs, hurry up, it's mad time. it was so great. It was just a bunch of, they had copper wire rolled up really tight somewhere, had a copper wire for the antenna, and you just kind of find channels and, oh my goodness, Evan.
Yes.
And guess what?
What?
I was hoping that, you know, years ago before the farm sold, I'd get all my cool stuff. My mom sent it all away because she figured, oh, they don't want this anymore.
The nerve. You know how many people lost their baseball card collection that way?
Yeah.
Mom assumed that you didn't want it anymore. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get your ham radio, Wayne, but I do appreciate you sharing the memory. I did see a number of people on the text line talking about getting a transistor radio. Lots of people. Transistor radio was so high tech. I was born in the early 50s. There's a tech. Oh, Easy Bake Oven. A few people saying, you want to talk tech? What's more technical than baking a cake with a light bulb? Pauline in Saskatoon, my tech gift, the legendary Easy Bake Oven. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. Let's go to Storthokes, Saskatchewan. Jim's on the line. Jim, what do you have for me?
Back in the day, everybody's playing music and stuff like that, and I wanted a Panasonic 8-track player.
Oh.
And it was kind of like it looked like a cube.
Okay.
And it had a handle on top, like a carrying handle.
Okay.
And it, right in the center of the top, it had a number counter, so you pop down at the 4 tracks.
Oh.
And stuff like that. And there's quite a bit of money back then, so I have to dig out of my bail hauling money to pay for it, because my mom figured it was too much money for the other kids. So
it was like an actual self-contained unit, had the speakers and everything. You pop the 8-track in, and yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, battery powered, and it come with a cord if you wanted and stuff like that. But that was the real thing back then, I thought.
Probably took about 6D batteries, did it?
I think something like that, yeah. Like, it was the bigger ones, yeah.
Yeah,
I can't remember
sure
exactly how many it was.
Yes, I know.
But I still got that thing there, and I think the grandkids were eyeing it up one day, and I said, I think I might just keep that for a while.
Yeah, that is cool. I can't say I've ever seen one of those. We had 8-tracks in the vehicle, but that is a pretty cool gift for sure. And by today's standards, I mean, all that stuff, I don't know if 8-tracks are back in, but we know vinyl is. In fact, we're talking vinyl on the show tomorrow. I just heard the other day someone was talking about cassette tapes are coming in. Remember the day when you could buy a whole box of those at a garage sale for probably a couple of bucks? Well, apparently cassette tapes are coming back. 1-877-332-8255. The tech gift you remember from your youth. Let's go to Ed in Saskatoon. What is yours, Ed?
Well, I'll tell you what, Evan. I'm 76, and when I was about 6 years old, my brother and I used to play hockey in our garage, and it had a wooden floor. So one day, the ball went behind this big sheet of plywood, and in behind it was two brand new hockey sticks. Mm-hmm. So we started playing hockey, and for a whole month. And by the time we realized that half, because of the hockey stick onto the wooden floor, half the blade was worn off. So we thought we better put them back behind that piece of plywood. Well, Christmas morning, underneath the tree was those hockey sticks.
Oh, my God. You know? And did your parents catch on to the fact they'd been used a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. My mom, she had a big grin on her face. We figured there'd be two brand new ones behind there under the tree that morning, but no. The same sticks. So that was my best gift I ever got.
I love it, Ed.
So,
thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
thank
Merry
you.
Christmas to you. Thanks for sharing the memory. 1-877-332-8255. I want to keep going here. Monica in Saskatoon. We're talking the tech gift that you still remember from your youth. What is it for you, Monica?
Mine would be I got a ColecoVision.
Those were a classic.
Yes. But there's a story behind getting that ColecoVision.
Okay.
Everywhere in Saskatoon had been sold out, and my mom got a tip that there was one in Rosetown at the hardware store.
Okay.
So my mom and dad drove there in a winter blizzard to get the Coleco.
That's impressive. That's impressive dedication by your parents.
Yeah, but yeah, that was like we had Pong, and I mean, ColecoVision was just like crazy. Oh. And it came with Donkey Kong.
There you go. We were just talking about Donkey Kong earlier. Well, yeah. I'm glad to hear your parents braved the storm to get to Rosetown, to get to the hardware store to buy the last remaining ColecoVision that existed so you could get it for Christmas. I noticed on the text line, ColecoVision, Atari, someone had said Commodore 64. These are all early tech memories that people are sharing. We are talking about the tech gifts that you remember that made an impression on you still today. I'd like to take more of your calls and texts, so we'll take a break, and we will be back momentarily here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Okay, I've been racking my brain trying to think of this thing because I knew we had this game that was like a round circle and it had different colors on it and you had to kind of follow the sequence. So it would play, start off with one of the buttons being lit up and you push that button and then two and you push them in the order. Simon. That was the name of the game. Apparently, you can still buy these things online, but it seemed, back in the day, it seemed like a big deal. And someone, Tammy, sent in a text, said, Evan, I remember we got a Simon, and we used to play that thing. Even my mom and dad would play with us. Yes. I was trying to think of the name of it. You think for the life of me I could? I'm glad you jogged my memory. Christmas 1964, I got a slot car set. It was simple figure eight, but for a small town boy, it was unbelievable. Thanks for the text here. John and Kipling, he said, for me, back in the mid-80s, Transformers were the coolest thing. Rose in Saskatoon, we gave our son the talking teacher when he was a kid in elementary school back in the early 90s. It was a play-and-learn electronic spelling and math game for kids ages 5 to 12, five levels for each. You typed your answers on a keyboard. When you got the answer wrong, the teacher's voice actually sounded annoyed. Gord and Humboldt, we got our family got a snowmobile back in the 70s. That's a great tech gift. That's great. Rocket Crystal Radio. That's from Mo in Fort Capel. Tamaguchis. Jonah and Swift Current. What are Tamaguchis? Adam, do you know what those things are? Tamagotchi, I'm saying. Okay, so they're Tamagotchi. I'm saying it wrong. Tamagotchi, okay. Adam's whispering in my ear here through the... So it's like a little... You had to take care of it, right? It was like a little pet, but it was like an electronic being, right? Okay. Tamagotchi. You can say... You see, I'm showing my age. Because this is clearly after my... We had nothing quite as detailed as a Tamagotchi. ColecoVision, Brenda in Saskatoon. My boyfriend Wayne got this... She even sent a picture of this thing. Like, how cool was it unwrapping a ColecoVision under the tree at Christmas time? Kelvin in Saskatoon, we got a Fall Guy slot car set. And then later on, we got Kit from Knight Rider for the same thing as well. Mel in Saskatoon, Light Bright. How innovative was Light Bright? You put the light bulb in, you slide in the little paper cartridge, and then you use clear colored plastic pegs to poke the paper and it creates the design. Mel in Saskatoon. Yeah, lots of great memories there. Val and Esteban, Chatty Cathy doll. I didn't even know that was a thing. I've heard the expression Chatty Cathy. That's clearly where it comes from. The Chatty Cathy doll. Val, thank you for the text. The Walkman, the Sony Walkman. JJ in Hanley says those padded ear foam headphones listening to Michael Jackson, and my Walkman seem to need new batteries almost every day. It's a good topic. Thanks for sharing along your tech memories. 1-877-332-8255. We'll try and squeeze a few more in after 12. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.